Psalms chapter 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, may they rejoice with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Praise the one who rides through the plains of the Jordan River Valley. Yah is his name. Rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in the holy place where he lives. God puts the lonely into families. He brings out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a parched land. God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness,
Selah,
the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped rain in God's presence, in the presence of God when he came to Sinai, in the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, God, sent a plentiful rain. You strengthened your inheritance when it was weary. Your people lived in it. You, God, gave from your goodness to the poor. The Lord gave the word, and those who announced them were a great army. Kings of armies flee. They flee, and the women waiting at home divide the plunder. The wings of a dove are covered with silver, its feathers with shining gold. Yet some of you people lie down among the sheepfolds. The Almighty scattered kings there. It was as when it snowed on Mount Zalmon. A mighty mountain is the hill country of Bashan. A high mountain is the hill country of Bashan. Why do you look in envy, you high hill country, at the mountain which God desires for the place he will live? Indeed, Yahweh will live in it forever.
The chariots of God are 20,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them in the holy place as at Sinai.
You have ascended on high, you have led away captives, you have received gifts from among men, even from the rebellious, so that Yah, God, might live there. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation.
Selah.
Our God is a God who saves. Yahweh the Lord is the one who is able to rescue us from death. But God will strike through the heads of his enemies, through the hairy scalps of those who walk in offenses against him. The Lord said, I will bring my enemies back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. So that you may crush your enemies, dipping your foot in blood, and so that the tongues of your dogs may have their share from your enemies. They have seen your processions, God, the processions of my God, my King, into the holy place. The singers went first, the minstrels followed after, and in the middle were the unmarried girls playing tambourines. Bless God in the assemblies, praise Yahweh, you who are from the fountain of Israel. There is Benjamin, the smallest tribe, ruling them. Then the leaders of Judah and their multitudes, the leaders of Zebulun and the leaders of Naphtali. Your God, Israel, has decreed your strength. Reveal to us your power, God, as you have revealed it in times past. Reveal your power to us from your temple at Jerusalem, where kings bring tribute to you. Rebuke the wild beasts in the reeds against the peoples, that multitude of bulls and calves. Humiliate them and make them bring you silver. Scatter the peoples who love to wage war. Princes will come out of Egypt. Cush will hurry to reach out with her hands to God.
Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Selah, sing praises to the Lord.
To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which exists from ancient times, see, he lifts up his voice with power. Ascribe strength to God, his majesty is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. God, you are fearsome in your holy place, the God of Israel. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.